This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, William Binney, former technical head of the NSA, is going to join us exclusively. Start the next segment to get into the declassification Trump's pushing for. He's ordered it to expose the criminal activities of the deep state. This is the stuff that legend is made of, and the enemy is cornered right now, so this is a prime time to be awake and focused. But, you know, the media always said when Obama was in office or Clinton or whatever, and Bush to a great extent, that I was anti-government, that I hated the police and I hated the government and I hated everybody else. No, I didn't want globalist-run police and government, because when you get in a command-and-control authoritarian country, fascist or communist or socialist, the police become your biggest problem, because now they're the SJW enforcers. Now, they haven't gotten that completely in the U.S. Some blue cities, the police protect Antifa. They let people attack women and children. It's horrible. The social contract's broken. But in England, I've been there plenty. And the police in London, at least, are working for the Islamists. They're working for the system. And I've been all over the world, and I've not been treated in the authoritarian ways I've been treated in England, right there in London. And so you were getting into that and what happened once they arrested you.
Yeah, so they arrested me, and I mean, he was being so ridiculously over the top. He was telling me to stop resisting, and my arm was stuck on my stick. I couldn't move it down. I couldn't move anywhere, and I was maybe been a little tense because he was hurting me, but I certainly wasn't moving at all, and it was just screaming at me. Anyway, all happy, put the cuffs on, over the top. Then the next thing I know, he said that he's de-arresting me because they didn't want to press charges. So I thought, happy days, happy birthday to me.
Oh, and so now we learn. Because we heard the news you were arrested. We're now learning live on air with you that they dropped it.
Temporarily dropped it.
Oh.
I was de-arrested as far as the victim of the popping the balloon people, their balloon that I popped with the dull scissors, you know, not sharp. They dropped the charges. I've got a little bit of Busker Patriot News on his YouTube. He actually was the one who recorded the policeman speaking to the owner of the balloon, or the person in charge of it, asking about if they wanted to press charges. And he got it on the video to say no, he doesn't want to press. Don't want to. And the policeman wanted him to, and so therefore, but he couldn't because he said no. And he said, well, if you change your mind, so he's pushing to get me charged anyway. So
I wonder what he thinks the little girl's kidnapped and cut up and fed at Islamic kebab shops.
It's horrifying, you know.
He can't do anything about that, though. He'll be sure to stop you, though.
So they, the chief inspector showed up and decided he was going to arrest me. He was coaching this constable who first got me, saying that I'd been drinking. He thought I'd been drinking. I had water. I don't drink. So
they brought up another angle to arrest you. They didn't want to make you a political hero, so they engaged in fraud to then set you up, you're saying.
Yeah, and it's all on. It's all on film. That's the
There's nothing more manly than setting up a woman.
And so he got me charged with criminal damage worth over £5,000, is what they've said. Is I haven't been charged yet, but I was arrested. They transported me to the police stations in a cage, the back of a... Because I went off in a nice vehicle, just up the road. They stopped and transferred me into the back of in a cage. I had to sit on the floor because my legs were, you know, I couldn't... Anyway...
Yes, let me ask you this. I'm going to get you back again next week. I want you to go in Owen today and do a whole hour if you can to get more into this. But let me guess, though, you've had an outpouring of supporter. I mean, are you glad you did it?
I would, Alex, do it again and again and again and again for the principle. I don't believe in breaking the law. But to me, it was a service to democracy, service to our free speech, because our speech has been shut down.
No, I agree. If the left hasn't been gang-raping speech, I would say it was wrong. But it's a good little sign that we can push back.
Absolutely, and I'm doing what I can. I am doing it myself. I'm not in a team. I don't go with anybody. It's me. I'm my videographer.
Well, folks can find you at basedamy.com. and Real Based Amy. We salute you. We thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Please come back again. Folks, I want to talk to you on the phone. We'll hope to have you back and take phone calls. Thank you. William Binney with Bombshell News. Straight ahead. Stay with us. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones. Now you're standing there, sounds like you better look at some brother. Hide what you have to hide and tell what you have to tell. You'll see.
Say that we're living in epic times is putting it lightly. William Binney ran the National Security Agency, the actual technical leader, not the political leader, the number two. He's a former technical leader of the intelligence with NSA for becoming a whistleblower in late 2001. After more than 30 years with the agency, being one of the most highly awarded people in agency history, Binney has been described as one of the best analysts and code breakers in NSA history. He basically helped design and was the leader of the current technical monstrosity we have, but he again designed it to be specific and focused and to work, not to be a panopticonic control grid. The man's a hero for fighting back against it. Binney continues to speak out. He was the main technical advisor on the award-winning film that is incredible, Snowden, the actual film, and on other documentaries, but Oliver Stone, I think that's his most important film, had a lot of courage to put that out, and we salute him. ExposedFacts.org is where some of his articles appear, at GoodAmerican.org is another documentary, and we are honored to have him. You know, I usually get him on and I ask the questions, and then after, you know, he's on, I wish I would just let him go with what he wants to cover, but the first thing I want to get into with him is this. Trump, in September of last year, ordered all of the Russiagate investigation released. He said, I have nothing to hide. He said, release it, and then they didn't follow his orders. 4 months ago, he ordered Brennan, the former head of the CIA, who was involved in all the illegal spying that's now confirmed, to have a security clearance taken. Well, that's the purview of the president. He's the commander-in-chief. It's in the damn Constitution. Anybody knows that. I pointed out a few weeks ago, hey, it didn't happen. Rand Paul came out last night on CNN and said, this is rogue government. This is serious crime. And now they're getting the 25th Amendment ready for the president. So we're going to talk about those issues of William Binney, who's met privately with the president. We'll get into those discussions and you know how he advised him. But I understand the president feels paralyzed because no one follows his orders. But how can you then say, I don't care who's got her emails, they're illegal, release them? Well, that's the common sense statement. Well, now Julian Assange did that, and he's rotting in another prison. And it's the same thing for so many others, like Paul Manafort, who is in solitary confinement at Rikers Island, folks. That's where they send homicidal maniacs. He's in a wheelchair in a 6x7x9 cell, buried alive. So criticism of Trump? Hey, I get he's fighting these guys. I don't even want to criticize him. I'm just a little freaked out. So, William Binney, that's kind of the gestalt I'm putting out there. You need to lead this because you're the expert, not me. But I'm really concerned about this term I coined today, high mutiny. When you've got all these current and former government people doing whatever they want and countermanding the president's lawful orders and saying we're going to remove him, assume 25th Amendment, this sounds like a nightmare scenario. What would you call it?
I would call it, simply put, the decline of democracy. I mean, this is simply a continuation of the, what I feared from the beginning, which was the totalitarian process they started to adopt. And this is simply down, going down the path of totalitarianism. This is nothing new. I mean, this is shown over and over again in history for thousands of years. So this is simply like shadow blocking people, keeping only certain information available to the general public. It's the way you control things. It's the way you control and manipulate people. That's the way you get people to do what you want them to do. And this is not a democracy.
It was, I think, 2 years ago, there was a headline in The Guardian where you said the NSA wants total power. The people running it want to control reality. And now they're doing it. You know, they said a month ago, you can't say Alex Jones's name unless it's negative. And it's actually enforced. You can't show my photo unless you say something negative. And then they admit, I have the news saying AI is in control and that it's actually working.
Well, I mean, you know, this is the way you control this kind of material on a massive scale. You put together algorithms to go look for these kinds of indicators, and then you suppress them. That's exactly how they're doing it. And you know, it's nobody knows what the rules are they put into the algorithm. That's kept secret, right? So otherwise, you know, we won't. I mean, they're a part of CIA has really infiltrated them. Let me put it that way. And so they're really following the orders that they're given. And my point would be very simple to the president. You gave orders. People didn't follow them. That's ground to fire them. If you fail to follow an order, you're fired.
I know you can't get into it. It's just all classified. But you've advised the EU, advised Trump, that the systems they admit were the main honcho organizing and quarterbacking 20 years ago, that you can specifically, by profiling and by data sets, only focus on real bad guys. But instead of your plan being adopted, and please elaborate, instead they're using data sets to target good people and using that to blacklist, and they've given the technology, I'm told, to Google and Facebook, and they admit that now. That's in the news, that they're using NSA-style algorithms not to target jihadis or child molesters, but that they're doing dragnet on everybody else, but they're actually using specific systems that work against patriots.
That's right. Yep. It's a matter of they're doing it for everybody. It's not. No one is excluded. I mean, passed the word in to get to the president and his lawyers that he was even targeted before he ran, you know, for presidency. Not just as a candidate, but even before that. I mean, because he's a fairly significant person of interest, and they do monitor people of interest in that case because he's got influence. He's a billionaire, you know, and so on. So all those people. Federal judges, all members of Congress, everybody, they're all being monitored fairly closely because they have power or influence, and that's the key. If the rest of us get investigated whenever something happens and we trace the social network of a given person that perpetrated the crime, whatever it is, then we get investigated. And so it's focused on us, but people who have power and influence, they got them and watch them all the time.
But it's like Hayden, as you just said 3 years ago at a press conference. We played it. He said, oh, we don't just look at bad guys. We look at interesting people.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's exactly what I'm saying. Anybody and interesting to them means anybody who has power, influence, or some kind of control of the organs of government that can influence anything that they want to do. So they need to know what they're planning. They need to know what their intent is so that they can either construct some counter argument to maybe manipulate what they're saying or change it totally, you know?
Well, you've been a former head of operations at the NSA. I want to just very, very slowly go through this with you because I know you're a quick thinker, but I want to sink in for the audience who's also very smart, but I want them to really, really get this. We have unelected bureaucrats that don't follow the orders of the president, who in the news spy on Congress, that's all admitted, and who now won't revoke security clearances when ordered. This is a new form of royalty, a new super class that hands the power down. They even admit that. I mean, this is so un-American. This is so authoritarian.
Yeah, that's why I called them a few years back. I started calling them the Praetorian Guard. They're gonna determine who the emperor is and what the emperor does. So, and also any of the senators or anybody else that's involved in power and control of power, they're going to determine what those people do. After all, Senator Schumer had mentioned to the president, you know, or on, I guess it was MSNBC, I think.
We have six ways from Sunday to make you pay.
And that's exactly the point here. They have all the data that everybody's been exchanging. Socially, you know, for business, you know, all of the financial transactions, all of that, they've got all of that material. It's your entire electronic life they have, and they can put that into a timeline showing all your interactions with everybody you know.
And they can plant stuff as the Vault 7 shows.
That's the point.
Let's talk about the frame-ups, how the NSA can frame people, and how it's under rogue CIA control with the former technical head of the NSA, William Binney. Doctor, thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Genetics. success. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Not if you're talking to the former head of the NSA that actually ran it, got a technical, William Binney. I want to get into the waterfront. I want to get into the world. I want to get into it all. But right now, while we've got you in this segment, and I haven't talked to you before you came on, I haven't talked to you during the break, but I'm gonna spring this on you. I know you've met with the president. You've talked to him. I know you advise him through people. I know that John Kelly fought to keep your info from him. Other people fought to keep my info from him. Hell, they even fight to keep Sean Hannity away from him. But 100%, we can get clips of the president. And, of course, the system knows this, so I'm not giving out secrets. I like to demoralize the establishment, letting them know this, that Trump has assigned folks in U.S. intelligence from different agencies to specifically call us, and when I call them, to at least make sure he gets into the White House through certain sources and to the president's desk. He demands it. He gets it. Most of the time, I'll be honest. I'm kind of like, okay, I'm going to shoot a message to the president, and I don't usually do it because it's daunting, how serious it is. But we're going to cut me out right here. I just want to give you like 5-6 minutes till the break to just whatever you want to say to Trump. And there's a very good chance, and of course you've met with him privately before, but very good chance it'll get on his desk probably when he's flying back on Air Force One tonight or tomorrow. So what is your message to the president, recapping the mutiny, the deep state, their admission, they're getting ready to move against him again? What do you think, as a seasoned patriot from the inside, knowing with these captured agencies, that the president should do? Your advice to him.
Well, my advice, first of all, would be to simply say, appoint some kind of, a radical patriot who would simply go in there and simply bust heads together and simply go through the entire. I was hoping that Attorney General Barr would do this. I'm still waiting to see, to verify they will, but actually go into the information and find the data and actually prosecute people for the crimes they've been committing. I mean, we have a set of bureaucrats. I call them the Praetorian Guard, the shadow government, all of that. These people have been violating our fundamental rights and have committed treason against the founding principles of this nation, the Constitution. They've also violated any number of laws, and they're not being held accountable at all. So I keep referring up until Barr came in to the DOJ as the Department of Just Us, and the rest of us are not included. Okay, we're not part of that. We have a different we have to line up to a different set of legal rules. These people are exempt from all of that, and they're excused. And so I just think he has to have somebody with that kind of power and the authority to go into any agency, in any database, in anywhere, and look and see what's there and do queries and interrogations of that data. And when they
and
find
anybody
it,
that acts like the president doesn't have the authority is fired on the spot.
Exactly. Exactly. That's right. I mean, if you don't follow the orders, you're fired. That's all. I mean, he could give the orders to everybody in the government.
Why do you think they're so arrogant to just say, we're not going to take Brennan's security clearance. We're not going to release all this NSA data that you ordered released. Who are they? It's so incredible that they're not elected, and our president, who has jurisdiction constitutionally, they're telling him to F off. That is incredible.
Yes, it is. And in fact, but I think They solicited international support on this, too. I think mainly from the British and from the Israelis. That was to try to stop the release of this data. that is declassifying it, because I think there's something in there that they don't want known.
Sure, Obama giving the orders. What do you think's in there?
Yeah, and with assistance from those countries. That's the point.
What other advice do you give the president? Because he's listening.
Well, other than that, I would say, there is a way to clean this up. And it's basically a technical means. It has to be done by technical people who know what they're doing. The administrators are not technical. Obviously, they're blundering all over the place. They're supporting this kind of violation of our fundamental rights by this bulk acquisition of everything in the world, including us. I mean, we're not excluded from any of this. So that's a direct violation of our rights, and that can be cleaned up pretty quickly, technically, and it's not difficult. The problem is what would happen would be an international backlash. The reason I say that is because the NSA, for example, is the repository for most of the agencies within the U.S. government. Also, but it's a repository for the Five Eyes countries and about 8 or 9 other countries in the world that are participating in this bulk acquisition of data. They're all depending on NSA to store it and keep it there so that they can interrogate it. Now, the IC Reach program is used by the Five Eyes and the U.S. agencies within the government, U.S. government. So that's a selective set of interrogation programs that have access, greater access than the other countries who are participating. That's the other non-Five Eyes countries. They use X-Key Score, and so do embassies and various other things around the world. They use that kind of that program to interrogate data, but it only goes so far into the database.
Dr. Binning, I know you're the former technical head of the NSA, so this is all common to you, but this is calculus and beyond for some people. But just slow down and quantify that, please, sir. You have all these governments and everybody using the U.S. as the infrastructure of a global surveillance grid. They're all using it for insider trading, personal power, spying on their wives,
whatever,
spying on political rivals, you name it. So they built this giant criminal system, and they don't want that to change.
That's right. Because that's power, Alex. That's power over everybody. I mean, these people don't want to give up the power. That's the point. And our founders said that they are not supposed to have that power, right? That was not the point. Our people said, the states and the people are the ultimate power in the whole system. But that's been reversed, I keep referring back to President Reagan when he said we are a country with a government. Well, since him, I mean, now we're a government with a country. It's just the exact opposite. So we here in the United States, as the people of the United States, we need to, stand up. I mean, I think our president is trying to do that with us and for us. But, he's got an awful lot of opposition, including in his own party. So,
And to show the arrogance and the entitlement, yeah. Dr. Binning,
yeah.
You've got all these people telling Trump, go to hell. You're not going to take our clearance. You're not going to basically fire us. We're going to stay at CNN and take all the national security and give it to them for whatever they want. So CNN hiring Clapper and Brennan and all these others, they get to be inside all of our personal data. CNN's so arrogant. A year ago, it was in the news.
Yeah.
They had CNN inside my private Google account, where I live, the money I was making. They had all my Google Analytics, and they said CNN was given access by Google. Again, the arrogance now that they would be sharing NSA-level data, the corporate data, with these people. We're going to come back and talk about this, and I asked the question last segment, and I came back with a new question, your message to the president, but how do they plant stuff like Vault 7? Because it's not just, as you said, they have everything. All these interests and all these people and these 800,000 contractors, they're able to get in there. William Binning is on fire. We appreciate him joining us, former technical head of the NSA. He'll break that down. And we'll also talk about how they profit off this and more. One hell of a broadcast. Listen on radio. Watch it on TV. Tell folks to tune in now. You are the resistance. You're the human element that can override the censors and the shadow banning. Please spread the word.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at Infowars.com. We're at Newswars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, Infowars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
Infowars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew the censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want. People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're very honored to have William Binney, former technical head of the NSA, joining us. He was the chief technical advisor on Snowden, the hit super accurate film that was put out by Oliver Stone a few years ago and so many other documentaries. And I was asking the question earlier, and then I interrupted with another question. So I got so many. How do you stop people framing you? Remember, it came out 2 years ago in WikiLeaks, and it wasn't denied. This was older 10-year-old CIA stuff, but that they would go around. When we say the CIA, we mean that big consortium. There's some good, some bad. And I say that because I want to differentiate. You can have whistleblowers that are good from there as well. But the CIA is one of the oldest and biggest kind of clearinghouses of this, of the 17 agencies. And it was Vault 7. CIA can stage fake Russian hacking to undermine Trump. Well, it's easier than that. Most of the Russian bot companies are just advertising agencies that you can go over there because the Russians don't follow international law, and 80% of the bots were being hired for Hillary during the campaign. Well, that's not surprising. Just so happens 80% of the funding was Hillary's. She had 80%. Trump had 20%. So the establishment knows the general public doesn't know these technicals, so they play games on it all day. But just to say something geographically originates from Russia means nothing. Like Trump said, he could be a 400-pound guy in his basement on his laptop, but he said, whoever's got it, release it. So knowing this and experiencing what I've experienced, like there's a big computer firm in Boston that does the ratings for banking. I had perfect banking record last year. They just put me in there as a terrorist, and all my credit and everything went away. No judge, no jury, just they did it. So I've experienced the, and I'm not being a victim here. I'm telling folks that's how advanced this is, where now they're going after the NRA, taking away their scores. There's no judge, there's no jury. They just flip an Interpol switch that was designed to be used against terrorists or child molesters, but they're not using it against them, Dr. Benny. They're using it against people like you and I. As an expert, can you speak to this, how they can frame us?
Well, there's several ways they could do it. One is to make closed circuit or closed session affidavits into courts and so on, like they do in our case. They classify affidavits or sworn affidavits that they submit to get warrants and things like that. But they can also do it to just like, for example, give you a black mark and modify commercial ratings that you have, or access that you have commercially, they have such influence over these companies. I mean, they've sent the CEOs of companies to jail just as examples to say, here's the poster boy for communications companies, like Joe Nachio, sent him to jail for 5 years. He's a poster boy to see, this is what happens to you if you don't cooperate with us. You know, this happens to you. So they threaten people that way, out in the open, actually. And so they all know it, and so they all participate. So
exactly. So it's not a judge, it's not a jury, but you just get a message to blacklist somebody. You better damn well do it.
That's right. Yeah. And the other way they can do it is use the Vault 7 showed the marble framework where they could do an attack and make it look like the Russians or the Chinese or the North Koreans or the Iranians or other Arab-speaking countries were doing it, you know, and leave telltale signs. Now,
explain that. That's just like a teenager can dox somebody, or they can, what's the term where somebody programs the phone to make it somebody else's phone number so they then get SWAT teamed? Swatting.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a point of going into the data itself and be able to change it without being recorded, as you have to get by the software that automatically records as it was recently changed. You know, get by that, you can change anything, and there'll be no sign that you were there. So that's one of the ways. I mean, the other things is they insert in the case of the Vault 7 marble framework, they use the Cyrillic to make it look as Russians involved and so on. So I've worked at, you know, I've testified to this in a couple of different shows. I worked the Russian problem, the Soviet problem, for like 30 years, close to it. And I know these people, and they're very disciplined, professional people. And leaving telltale signs like that is not what a professional person does. I'm sorry. So they're not the Russian, but even so,
So when they come out and say the Russians did this and there's Russian stuff all over it, it's obviously a frame-up.
Oh, it's a lie. Yeah, they've been lying about this all along, and we can prove it forensically. And that's why I submitted an affidavit, a sworn affidavit, into the federal court in Virginia where they're going to be trying Roger Stone. And I submitted the affidavit saying I've got the proof that the Russians didn't hack anybody and that this was not, the DNC was not a hack.
And you explained that, and you were able to get the data showing it was downloaded at a facility at a rate of speed that didn't exist on the Internet at that time.
Yeah, that was the Guccifer 2 data. But with the DNC data that WikiLeaks posted, it showed and had evidence there, and nobody was looking at this, I guess, until we did, or our people did. It showed evidence of a FAT file format or FAT program being applied. That's a FAT allocation is a file allocation table format. That's a format from a program that reads data to a storage device. That is, what it does when it does that, it does the index of it, but also changes the last modified time on that file to the nearest even second. Now, and all the files on those 500, over 500 files that were listed there for the DNC downloads on the 23rd, 25th, and 26th of May.
And let's explain. You're respected as one of the top internet engineers, scientists, spies in the world. And you're saying it's just 101, ridiculous, obvious timestamp. Who did it? What happened?
Yeah. And that timestamp simply said this FAT file program was in use, which meant the data was read to a storage device, a thumb drive or a CD-ROM, before and transported physically before WikiLeaks could publish or post it.
So that means the person was in a facility or at the servers.
That would be the direct implication. But, you know, they could argue, well, you know, it could be any number. Okay, what's the evidence for that? We have evidence that this is downloaded physically and had, you know, locally, or somebody who had access to this data did this download. And Julian Assange, of course, said it was not a government input from Russia. It wasn't input from any government. Craig Murray, the former ambassador to Uzbekistan, British ambassador there, he said he met somebody who was involved in the transfer of data to WikiLeaks on the campus of American University in Washington, D.C.
Obviously, it's U.S. intelligence didn't like Hillary and her CHICOM activities. And anybody that's in the government or talks to folks in government knows that. And so let me ask this question. Gut level, how's this civil war between deep state and the nationalist and Trump going? I mean, if you had to call the football game right now, Dr. Benny, what would you say?
I say we still have a chance to win. It's going to be dependent. I mean, President Trump needs some assistance in that office to help him get through the right thing. And I think that's one of the reasons he hired Barr. Now, Barr, if I recall correctly, was involved in the Department of Justice back in the Bush or the Bush.
Iran-Contra, Herbert Walker Bush.
Yeah. Also, George W., I think.
Yes.
Because he was back when they bulk spying on everybody first started. Now, whether or not he was involved, I don't know. But if he was, you know, that could be a reason for him to help cover up.
My word is he's the establishment trying to protect the establishment from a civil war. And he's like, leave Trump alone. Let's work with him. This is crazy.
Yeah.
So, no, he's my intel is he's establishment, but he's playing 10 moves ahead and knows if they cause the civil war to remove Trump, they are going to be the losers, but the left won't listen.
Yeah, but I just want to make sure that he actually does that. I mean, after all, if you have a problem like we do with our government, right, and the administration of the government, so if we have that problem, we have to face it, otherwise we will never fix it. If you can't face a problem, you can't fix it.
No, I agree. We've got a bunch of rogue people, unelected, and when the president tells them to declassify something, they don't even do it. That is so... Yeah. Fundamentally dangerous. Dr. William Benny, we're going to come back and get into other key points you want to break down. And let's talk about how this ruling class of technocrats in corporate and in government, how they enrich themselves having all this data that nobody else has.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back, folks. Alex Jones here with the former technical head of the NSA, William Benny. William, I'm all for progress, and I like technology. But if it's not evenly distributed, it's always going to become a technocracy. And I look at Davos and their meetings and the power elite, and they say, we're not going to distribute the technology. We're going to use it to control everybody and then vertically integrate and kill competition. Well, that's another form of authoritarianism. And so I get the Pandora's box. Humans are going to develop nuclear weapons. We're going to develop high-speed systems. We're going to develop communications. But if the West is going to be the leader in helping China oppress their people, and if we're going to let just unelected bureaucrats stay in power as administrations come and go, and they're so sycophantically arrogant when you see them on TV, it really is frightening to see this, and it makes you wonder, with these type of technologies, what are they going to do next? So I understand that you and others designed it because others were designing systems and we need to be dominant. I get it. They're making the weapon system, so we've got to make a weapon system to counter it. But then it's like the Ring of Mordor, if you use the J.R.R. Tolkien analogy. The ring will make you win the war or the battle, but you'll end up losing your soul in the process. So I get that the power of the gods is out there, and I get it's happening, and it's just crazy that we're here and they're this brazen, because it just smells like disaster to me.
Yeah, to me it is too. I mean, the point when I designed a system to manage information that came from all kinds of sources from all over the world, I did it in such a way that respected people's privacy and also only pulled in relevant data, so we didn't burden our analysts with irrelevancies, and also protected identities of individuals as a part of that process. and also had an auditing program that managed to monitor everybody coming into the network, looking at data, what they did, where they went, you know, what they were doing with the data, and we could pick out if people were using it improperly or illegally. We could pick that out as they did it.
Oh, that's a key point you made on the show like 5 years ago. They took the internal surveillance out so that anyone can use it, which lets then outsiders come in and penetrate it so that they could criminally use it to surveil and break the law. They remove the surveillance, as you said years ago. Describe that. What's the technical term where they made it where you don't see even outside intruders into the system?
Well, what it went like this. They removed the filtering process that got rid of the irrelevant data because they wanted everything. And then they took in everything. And then we got rid of all the protections under the encryption of attributes that would identify people. They got rid of that because they wanted to know who everybody was on all the data that they were capturing. But in the end, they wanted to get rid of the auditing program so no one could know what they're doing with the data. That's exactly the point you're getting at, the criminal use of it for spying on people like President Trump or a candidate Trump or just general citizen Trump. That's what they were doing. That's what they're doing with anybody that has any influence and so on. And that's why they removed those things. But as a part of that, you know, that's why Edward Snowden could take all the data he did, and they don't even know how much he took.
And let's slow down and explain that. So they could commit criminal actions.
Yep.
They got rid. Tell us the year of the details. I know it's on record. We just showed USA Today 7 years ago. You're breaking it down to where anyone could break in. No one's tracked in this giant system, so they could commit crime, which is the ultimate national security crisis.
Yeah, it's a way of exposing, keeping everybody out of sight. The only ones who are recorded or watched or monitored are NSA analysts. The FBI, the CIA, the other agencies of the government that come in and look at that data are not monitored.
So no judge, no jury, they can invisibly now come into these billions of portals and do whatever they want, including plant stuff.
Including all the contractors involved in managing it, storing it, keeping it running, and everything else. That's why Edward Snowden could take what he took, because he had access to it.
And then they wonder why they get stung in the ass after they do that.
Yeah. Well, it's only creating all kinds of violations of law and all. You know, it's subverting the entire fundamental principles of our founding fathers. I mean, the whole idea is it's sedition at a minimum just against the departments of government, but also it's treason against the founding principles of our nation. That's really, and this has got to stop, and that's why President Trump really needs some help to do that. I mean, he needs some really hard-ass patriots in there helping him, and, you know, he doesn't have too
many
right
now. Sure, let's
be
clear. You said this on the show 4 or 5 years ago that foreign governments, we can pull it up, you could get in and get our tools. And now it's admitted China stole all our NSA tools because they Obama and others opened it up where anybody could get into it. I mean, this is insanity.
Yeah, I know. We're really
secure. No, I know. You know, sir. You're the expert. I'm just putting these articles on screen for people because this is just so flabbergasting. Chinese got NSA hacking tools and NSA attacks against them. I mean, this is insanity.
Right. And any time they come out now, here's what I'd like to say to your audience so they know. Anybody claiming that somebody attacked them now, I mean, all of these tools now are known pretty much around the world. They've been posted, you know, by shadow brokers from NSA or WikiLeaks from the Vault 7 and so on. So, and all these hundreds of millions of lines of code of different attacks are all known in the world. So when it comes to an attack, and all the ones that they alleged the Russians did, they were well known in the world too. But the only way you can really say for sure who did the attack was to trace route the packets coming in to make the attack and trace route the packets going back. That's why you'll say, here's where it came down through the network to attack us, and here's when ultimately where it went back to, and those are the people who did it. If you don't have the trace route programs showing that, that's a program that basically follows the packets through the network. Now, NSA has hundreds and hundreds of these trace route programs embedded in switches and servers around the world. Probably that was about 10 years ago. Now
so they know.
Probably in the thousands.
So let me ask you this, gut level, not being a scientist, just gut level as a man. Where does this end, this power of the gods and all these back doors and this orgy of stealing data? Where does it end?
It's getting even worse, Alex. I mean, look at now we're moving to the Internet of Things. That's just more opportunity to see different aspects of your life. And it's a matter of accumulating all that with all the other information, what you're saying, who you're saying it to, all of that is really just exposing everything a very sense. I mean, you can begin to start to think, you can see, start to see how people think and, you know, how they feel about things, you know, not just, I'm not talking about advertising to them for products, but you could do that. But also, I mean, in terms of group coordination and group action, those kinds of things, like the Tea Party. Do they want to get active politically? Yeah, then you find out who they're involved with, so the social network, and then you slow roll them.
Well, sure, Facebook admits that. They're blocking all the nationalists, all the conservatives, all the people that want data protection, and then they're augmenting those that are against it. Yeah. And then they can also have avatars and bots that you think are your friends that come in and influence you. We're already way down this rabbit hole.
Yes, we are. We are. That's the point. I mean, I unless we really get radical with this and start, I would say, breaking these companies up, causing competition between them, just to make the changing the environment. And
yeah, that's a good start, because, in fact, Trump is talking about antitrust action. You think that's a good idea?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe fully to that. I mean, because these people are doing things behind closed doors, again, just like our secret government does. You know, the shadow government, those people.
They're acting just like that.
Just like that.
I really appreciate your time, Dr. Benny, and exposefacts.org, goodamerican.org. Obviously, Snowden, everybody should see it. You know, our own government's bitching and complaining that Chinese are putting switches and chips they send us that can kill our stuff. Well, we've done that to them. It's just a madness. I mean, just because we can do it, why are we doing it? It's just crazy. Thank you for all the time. We really appreciate you. You're an American hero. In 60 seconds, any other points you'd like to add?
Just that now they're using all of this to subvert our entire judicial system. So they're really destroying our democracy, and we've got to stop this. I mean, it's all being done basically behind secret closed doors. So we need to stand up and fight this as best we can. And I'm certainly ready to help the president in any way I can.
Well, William Benny, please join us again soon. I know you're doing a lot of interviews, and again, Godspeed, and have a great week coming up. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Please thank him, crew. He's a great guy. The next hour is coming up with former Navy SEAL and best-selling author, is going to be breaking down so many things, Matt Bracken. There's a lot of news I haven't hit yet, so I may do a couple segments before he comes on. But, this is insane. This is completely insane, and it's beyond anything you could even imagine in a science fiction book. And the president says, you say I'm a Russian, release it. And by the way, you were legally spying. And they say, no, we're not doing it. We run stuff. How about some good old-fashioned SWAT teams go arrest those people? I'm seriously. I mean, how about humans running stuff, not a bunch of chicken-neck pedophiles at the NSA? It's time to start breaking some necks.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.